Hello.
Oh, this son of a bitch you saw this morning is going to get you in more trouble than poor mess of fish. He says that you told him to go get Zucker to give him permission to quote all these things direct and so forth. And we think that that story ought to be killed any way we can.
Well, I didn't tell him that, Mr. President. He asked me to try to get permission for him, and I said, that's something I can't do. The White House can't get permission to do that.
Well, we're going to get tied in with doing it now, and we oughtn't to. And what did you say to them? Who'd you talk to?
To him?
Yeah.
He's the only person I talked to.
All right. What'd you say to him?
Well, I came in, and he said, I sat down at the breakfast table, and he had a document beside him. And he said, I want to show your press his story that I wrote 7 or 8 years ago about Don Reynolds. And he read me a paragraph from a story which quoted Reynolds as saying before the Senate Judiciary Committee that the State Department was infested, the people handling the immigration bill and the immigrant visas were infested by communists, Jews, and sexual deviants.
Did Pierre talk to you about this Herald Tribune story?
Yes, I have. I've never met Don Bomafani or whatever his name is. I know who he is. I haven't met him or talked to him or talked to anybody about that. I don't know how you received Eisenhower's message. I haven't heard you say. And then he said, now I said that 8 years ago, and now I've gotten from sources that I want to remain confidential the full Army Air Force file on it. He handed me that. And I said, well, this is very, very interesting, and it certainly is thorough. I said, we haven't seen that, all of that stuff. And he said, well, he said, I got it very confidential files, and the problem is that it was given to the Senate, and they don't want it. And and I think that's the story. And I said, well, that's very interesting. And he said, there's a lot more. He said, I talked to Avril Harriman last night, and I told him that I had some of this. And I said to Harriman, you ought to look in your State Department files and get it out, because I'm sure there's something in there on that. And he said, now, one of my problems is that I might get sued for libel on this, and I know it stands up because here's a copy of the report, but if I could have permission to use this, to quote from this, I'd be in good shape, and it'd be much more authentic. And I said, well, I certainly can't give you permission, and the White House can't give you permission. And he said, well, I wish you'd look into it and see about it. And I said, well, I can't give you permission. Now, I make that clear, and I mentioned that to you when I called you this morning. I guess I wasn't there, Mr. President, 20 minutes.
Well, you better call McNamara and tell him that he asked you to get permission. You told him you couldn't do it, and that's all you agreed.
I'll do it.
And because he's in it right now.
All right.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling better. I'm in bed. Mm-hmm. In bed. What if Pierre just called and said, had I talked to Don Bomafati? And
they said that I was very pleased with Eisenhower's reaction. Bobby Baker case. That's what Herald Tribune's big story is tomorrow.
I'll be damned. Do you remember having said that to anybody?
No.
Well, the Herald Tribune apparently just out to wreck us. I guess you scratch Whitney and get a Republican down deep. I'll call McNamara. Did he call you, Mr. President?
I've talked to him 2 or 3 times today, and he just told me that Anderson had been in saying that you told him to tell Zucker to give you permission to quote it.
I think I'll call Pearson, too, and tell him that Anderson has quoted him saying this, and I want to set the record straight. That'd be a good idea.
I don't know. He's awfully touchy.
Dangerous.
Yeah, I would. I think I might just say that you understand that they've called you and said Anderson indicated that you talked to McNamara first, and they told you that Anderson said this, and that you certainly don't know anything about it, and you can't be in the position to do it. As you told him this morning, you appreciate his friendship a lot, but somebody says it's a violation of law to put that stuff out.
I suspect it is, Mr. President. That's confidential personnel material. You see, what we have is a digest of it, but what he actually has is an exact verbatim, not mimeographed, but duplicated copy of the Army Air Force report. And I suspect that is against the law.
Well, you better tell him that you understand it's a violation of law. You haven't even got it.
No, John, of course.
After you talk to McNamara, we'll take down what you say.
Yes.